Armored Bear Productions.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Out of Character, the Not Safe for Wizards Q&A talk show. Hey everyone, welcome to Out of Character. I'm Gary, your host, and in tonight's episode we are covering Undercovering the Truth. And tonight I have Greg and Dion. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
This was a what I call city episode, meaning that we were just hanging around the city, mostly talking to people and trying to get some information. We were doing research and development, or just research. This episode started with the retcon fiasco, where we got to talk about retconning stuff. For us, maybe it was just retconning the amount of gold that the companions get. Dee, do you take the companion gold at the beginning? I didn't, because I don't consider myself a companion yet. Do you?
Listen, Mark puts in the chat, hey, everybody got this amount of money, and I don't put it in because I forget, not because of any story reason.
I don't think he puts that amount of gold into that. So I don't think you took it then. So
I never know how much time has passed, so I never put it in either.
Well, at the beginning of the episode, Joe definitely said for you to take your gold for being a companion. So you definitely should have taken it this time. Retcon to 150, possibly it should have been 125. I did not go back how many episodes before to figure out what the real value should be.
It's 100. It started out as 125.
And this is how we get our raises.
Yeah, we just forget and then let Joe give us a raise.
I typically don't keep track of in-game currency, even though I should.
You know what? We really should, because eventually we're going to want to buy an airship.
Y'all are going to want to buy an airship. I don't need it. I have my own ways of flight.
Everybody needs an airship.
Everybody does need an airship.
I've wanted an airship.
Oh man, I would. I absolutely would. Lady turns into a bird.
But you can't stay as a bird, can you?
Not forever. I can do it for quite some time. Hold on. Let's pull up the character sheet. Something I should already have open because I do this pretty much every time.
Every single time.
Every time we're on Out of Character together, I pull out my character sheet, and it's time. It's 10 minutes into the episode, and it's time to do it. It's not even 10 minutes in yet.
It's like in Blazing Saddles. Let me whip this thing out.
I can stay in beast shape for 4 hours.
See, that's not enough time. Just absolutely, Greg. You were saying you've wanted an airship since I'm betting you're going to say since your very first campaign.
Not my very first campaign. My very first campaign with Joe, when I first started playing with the group, when we were playing a 4E game, or it was a fourth edition game. We ended up with ships, and I was like, we could just put a big balloon on this. But everybody shot me down.
Wow. I bet you wanted it to be a big hydrogen balloon.
That hydrogen, that explodes.
Call it the Hindenburg, see how that goes.
No. The humanity.
The Lilith bird? Berg?
No. It would have had a pipe organ. It would have had a pipe organ made out of human bones, though. Or ogre bones.
The problem with airships is one bad fight with a fleet of dragons, and you know, if you don't have a wizard or a sorcerer that can cast Featherfall, And it's just a sad, sad day.
Look. But what a way to go.
I mean, anytime I'm in a battle, or not a battle, but an adventure, and it's like, okay, do we want to go up to, like, possible falling death? Or do we want to stay on the ground? I'm definitely of the let's stay on the ground mentality. Because I've never had a good experience where I was like, okay, I'm not going to fall. Every time I had a chance to fall, I've fallen. I've gotten knocked off of bridges into, luckily, water, but then flown down and killed by goblins. I've gotten knocked off of airships and died, plummeted to my death. It's just not good thing to have a case where you can just fall to your death.
Or you can just stop being in the sky.
Right. You should just stop being in the sky. That's my whole entire idea.
Hear me out now, guys. You get over a large group of enemies that are trying to shoot you with arrows, and you rise up to where the arrows can't reach you, and then you just throw rocks on them.
Or shoot arrows back, you know, because
you have advantage. Your down arrow is going to work a lot better than your up arrows.
And it'll hit a little bit harder in reality. Because I don't know about in-game mechanics, but it would hit harder.
But what happens when they blow you out of the sky?
With what? You're above them.
With the dragon that they summon. There's always a dragon. It's called Dungeons and Dragons.
There are only two things. There are dungeons and there are dragons.
And if you're not in a dungeon, there has to be a dragon. Come on.
I can't wait for the session where there is a dragon inside of a dungeon. And I can go, wow, they should do something with that. What? And then that's it. I leave the episode. I'm done. I've made the ultimate joke. I'm good.
Our group has had a distinct lack of dragons.
There was one very early on. There was a golden dragon.
It was a copper dragon, and it was a baby. Dragon.
Maybe.
A baby copper dragon.
I
was actually there for that episode. I fell asleep during it.
I wonder if that's come up recently for anybody to just have that at the top of their head.
Maybe, but I remember being there too, so, you know.
Yeah, that was the first three or four episodes.
Right, yeah. So, I remember being there. Okay, to this episode, we opened up with talking about retcons, stupid retcons. And then getting into the ordering of breakfast, because we can't wake up without ordering breakfast. I want us to, you know, not be in castles anymore. I'm sick of breakfast, or pre-breakfast as this one was. No more breakfast from these people. Although I will say the funniest moments in our campaign seem to surround breakfast. Jade's amazing acrobatics rolls. She does have a +9 for all the viewers to know. That's why anytime she wants to do something insanely stupid, she just does something acrobatics wise, like balancing plates on the head. Anybody else have a +9 on something?
+7 on several things.
No, I don't have a +9 on anything. I have a +7 on my wisdom saves, my animal handling, and that's it. Everything else is +4 or lower.
So why weren't you trying to handle the bears?
Is that an acceptable answer? I don't know.
At a +7, you should have been, you know, right up in them.
You know.
Because they're bears?
I want you to keep all that silence in there. I want you to keep every second of it.
Just no answer whatsoever.
If you've done the thing where you automatically take all the silence out, find some and put it back in. Thank you. I will listen to the episode to check.
My best stat is a +5, unless I'm in whatever my favorite territory is, which I really should know what my favorite territory is.
Forest?
Yeah, something like that. Forest, woodland, it's one of those two. Maybe they're the same thing. I don't know. But
same thing as the Ranger.
Yeah, Ranger, Forest, Woodland. It's one of the, you know, I still know.
Not all Rangers are Forest Rangers.
What? I listen, I don't know anything about any other class. And it's because, you know, lack of experience. And also not, I do care.
But that's why I'm like, I'm never like, oh, you know, I could just do stupid shit all the time and like, you know, balance plates on my head, which would be really funny.
Yeah.
I got +7 to several stats and I'm still not doing stupid shit because my dice will fail me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. But it would be so funny to see you be like, I got this, and go try and still roll a 1 or a 2. Because we know you will roll the 1 or a 2. It's like,
I always would roll a 1 or 2 without fail.
You know what? I'm kind of on Greg's side about this. In that we've had wisdom saving throws, which I have a +7 on, and I've still failed them.
Yes,
I get it. Too. I absolutely get it.
Well,
oh God, there's a cat in this room.
Do you own a cat?
Yeah, but like, it's my mom's, not mine. And I didn't know she was in here. Everybody say hi to Tink.
Hi, Tink.
I don't know if you can hear her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Tink. She's across the room.
She's loud.
She is loud. She's not like that far away, but like, damn.
She's right. Needy.
Yeah, she just wants out.
So I thought, you know, the whole entire breakfast scene was just outrageous as usual. Between Jade balancing plates on her head, shoving Danish underneath the door, Chase's door. Greg, I did have a question for you here, since I'm supposed to ask questions. Why can't we put honey on coffee cake?
Because the only acceptable topping for coffee cake is powdered sugar.
Why?
Because. Reason?
I'm going to be like a 5-year-old here. Why?
Because Mother Nature said so.
But I like honey on coffee cake.
You can have honey, just don't do it in front of Lilith.
Would this start a fight?
Probably not.
Not that Vel wants to fight Lilith. Vel doesn't, you know, look for a fight. God, I hate that decision that I made. Because so often, as a player, I just want to start a fight.
Character development. Let's go, baby. Character undevelopment. Yeah.
Character Vel undevelopment. Becomes
less civilized the more he's with us. Let's go, baby.
I think that might have to become a character development, is that, you know, as I'm hanging with this group, I'm just like, okay, just kill them all.
Just go the Bilbo Baggins approach. Let's do it.
Need to have more adventures. Because, you know, I made this decision originally that, you know, very proper, very stern, very, you know, everything by the book. And now I'm like, oh, so often I just want to kill things. Such a hard character to play.
Not going to lie, I like to kill things also.
Well, and then on top of it, I feel like I'm constantly having to rein Lilith in.
No, Lilith is starting to get better about wanting to kill everything.
Yes, but I don't think that there's been that many annoying things lately either.
Yeah, the last thing you tried to kill was the queen.
Which Vel finally came around on and was finally like, okay, yeah, we can kill the queen.
And what did we end up doing with the queen?
Killing the queen?
The king killed the queen. The king's allowed to kill the queen.
Just because you're right does not mean that you made the right decision. Like, you skipped a couple steps, but I'm right there with you. Celeste, absolutely on board. Me, all right, let's put, like, let's mark some things off the list first. Celeste was ready to get on land, call lightning.
There's just, you know, something going on there, I think.
Lilith was looking at it in a practical sense.
Uh-huh.
Okay? If we came out of this tunnel and we had the queen in chains, it's her word against ours.
And you are correct. And
we're in a highly xenophobic community. We would have had to kill everybody to escape. So one person versus possibly several hundred people. We were saving.
I do agree with you.
And as a player, not as a character, but as a player, I still say, wouldn't have that been a fun fight?
It sure would have been a fight. I don't know, fun for who. You know what? I could have fun with that. I want to see how many people I can hit with one lightning strike.
Of course, Lilith wouldn't have let it. Lilith would have just teleported us out. But I still think it would have been a fun fight. Okay, so we had the great food fiasco that probably should have ended up in a food fight, given that Chase ended up putting his food in the his foot in the food.
Don't give anybody an idea.
If you ever start a food fight,
oh, not me. I'm not a food fight person.
Well, I was gonna say if you ever start a food fight, Fel would just give you a scowl like you would not believe.
I'll scowl right back.
Because, you know, Fel wouldn't actually take any action against you. So then, off to the Hall of Secrets, which, amazingly enough, right before we went off to the Hall of Secrets, we were about to do the worst thing possible. And that was, we were about to split the party. Did anybody else notice that?
I tried very hard not to split the party.
I know. But like Chase was gonna stay in bed. Jade and Celeste were gonna and Lotus were gonna run to the Hall of Secrets. Or no, Jade and Lotus were gonna run to the Hall of Secrets. Celeste and Lilith were gonna run to the library, right?
Yeah.
So I don't even know what Vel was going to do. I didn't have any plans. So we were about to split the party, and then all of a sudden, it's like, no, everybody to the hall. To the Temple of Ibarra we go.
Yeah. I try not to do things that are going to split the party, but also I think about it often.
In the city, it might be all right. Actually, the party's been split up many times in the city. These types of, do your own thing in the city days where you get to, like, go off and do your own research or check in with your guild or have secret meetings with your superiors type thing happen quite often, actually, I think. Or at least within the episodes I've listened to, they've happened quite often. So maybe it would have been all right. So Jade gets to have her conversation first with, what was her name? Leandara? Was that her name?
That is a name. Game now.
What's the name? It's Leon. It's Leandara was the...
Was the head of the Hall of Secrets.
Yeah.
I'm bad with names. And in that we learn about the Fisher, that had opened up originally that allows fiends and elementals and demons to enter Veltor. And that there's like this barrier that kind of keeps them out, that's thinning. And like, this is probably something linked back to the Warmakers, right? I'm thinking linked back to the Illithid, cause the Illithid was the one saying that the barrier was thinning. That the fissure is widening. I always come back to the fact that we need to get back on task with finding out how are we going to track this guy, right?
True.
Maybe it's just because this is like Vel's quest now of tracking down this Illithid and killing him because he tried to take over the Elf Kingdom. But also because, like, the Warmakers, right? I actually don't have any of the Warmaker hater people on tonight.
Yeah.
Jade and Chase. Neither one of them are on tonight. But you know, what do we know about this Fisher and how it's connected to to us, right? I feel like Joe wouldn't just throw it out there without it being something important.
I think that potentially it could open something, like, because isn't it, how did you just describe it?
So there was, I think it was Vixus who tricked, oh god, I'm gonna mess this up now. Vixus tricked his mother into opening up the fissure, and it's what allows the demons and elementals and fiends to slip into Veltor. But there's like this thin barrier that keeps them out somewhat. And it's thinning and the fissure's widening. So
yeah, I think that there's a plan for something to meet on the other side of the door, so to speak. And just make the bad things happen in the world here. That was the magnet cue.
Which the audience knows nothing about.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I found a cube at work, and it's like 3/4 at all directions. And it's a fucking strong magnet. And I dropped it on my desk that has a metal frame. So that thump that you may have heard, that was that. Okay, cool.
Just goes to show that we cannot pay attention while we talk.
Adhead, baby! ADHD for those who don't know that.
So talking about something that might be waiting on the other side, with Lilith's dream of the Prince of the Undead, right?
She's had two dreams about him.
Right, she's had two dreams of the Prince of the Undead. What if, you know, the Illithid is trying to open up, widen the fissure to allow the Prince of the Undead to come through? You know, he already controls, what, like a desert and cities in the Outer Planes and, you know, the 113th layer of the Abyss called Thanatos? You know, and he has a wand of Orcus that can slay any living being. What if he's looking to come through and, you know, kill all living beings on, you know, this prime realm of ours?
It checks out.
Hear me out, guys.
Makes sense.
I need him to come through because I need that wand.
What if you just went there and got it?
Okay, I think Lilith needs to die.
Hang on. Greg, roll a new character real quick. We don't have to go that far.
First of all, in the immortal words of a character from a movie, strike me down now and I will come back 5 times as powerful.
Wait a minute.
You just say you want Orcus to come through, and because of that, I get to make my obligate Tory Wheel of Time reference. It's like you want to break the Dark One's seals.
Oh, it's that book you're
kill
reading.
Kill him. Yeah, exactly.
I love making jokes that are outside of the context of the conversation.
I've made a reference every single out of character for the last like 5 episodes. I'm going to continue doing it.
That's awesome.
you know, I'm not referencing things anymore because I always reference out of date things that, you know, cause issues.
It's all right. Our audience doesn't need to know what we're talking about. It's still fun.
It's all about the energy, baby. Not the words. The words don't have to make sense. It's all about that energy.
I look at it this way. That just gives them something to look up so they can understand what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah. It's an interactive experience, baby.
So you want the wand of Orcus. I get that. But is the only way that you can get it to allow him to come through? I mean, can't we figure out another way? Can't we negotiate a little bit here?
Oh, I'm just, you know, I'm just spitballing here. Wasn't set in stone.
Okay. Well, then it's all right. Plus, I mean, none of this translates back into character. This is out of character. We're allowed to be assholes here.
But I put that, you know, daydream in the context of quick saving when that one NPC says something and you're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? And then you slaughter an entire village.
It would be interesting to be able to just, you know, walk up to things and be like, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead. Who's next?
Just saying, I would be the Oprah of death.
It would be
and
like,
my God, and my God would be happy.
I think you'd be like Rick, you know, being able to turn things into snakes, you know? Sorry, that's a really bad Rick and Morty reference from the episode when they were in the White House Oval Office. But
ironically, that is the second time someone has referenced that exact episode of Rick and Morty today.
Today. There we go. And it wasn't me the first time. Just the second
time. No, it was not. It was my friend.
And just to go to the show, Greg does have friends.
One or two.
The fuck are we? Hold on.
You're two.
Aw, thanks.
Your family.
Nice save. Okay, so are we on agreement that maybe it's the Prince of the Undead that's like...
Oh my God, we kind of are.
Is this like conspiracy solved? Are we, you know?
Joe scrambling at the last minute to change it for us to not like have guessed it. Or
he's either changing it or he's writing down notes.
Yeah, yeah, true. Like he changes it. There are two ways this could go. Either it's not related and he changes it to that because it's cool, or it is related and he's like, wait a minute.
Next time
we never get to find out.
We teleport into, you know, Orcus's territory.
We're never gonna find out. Because by the time we actually do find out whatever the answer is, we'll have forgotten this episode.
Kidding me, in 2 weeks we'll have forgotten this episode.
I mean, yeah, but like, you know what I mean.
Anything else? Did we find out anything else about Orcus, the Prince of the Undead, that was interesting? We found out that it's a sword, but we didn't find out anything special about the sword. No. I know when he mentioned that he had a sword, I was like, ooh, I kind of want the sword. Because I carry a short sword. I'm hoping that it's a short sword. We're already playing the game.
I just want some kind of magical weapon.
You still don't have a magical weapon, huh?
No, I have a lot of magic, but not a magical weapon.
Do you have any magical items at all?
Oh, I have several magical items.
Oh, right, because you have the helm, you have the
medallion of thought. I have the helm of teleportation. I have the medallion of thought, and then I have the adamantine armor of crit. No, it's adamantine. It's not adamantium because hashtag copyrighted.
Adamantine. Tine, tin, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
But those are the parts of the sentence. Adamantine.
You know, maybe something we should do while we're in the city is go shopping.
You know?
Always forget to do that.
I need to know if a certain episode has already come out where we've done this.
Where we've
need
gone...
something special.
I'm pretty sure if we've forgotten to do it, yeah, we...
Because while we're here, after we kill the queen, before we leave, we do go shopping.
Yeah, and we didn't find any weapons.
Oh,
no!
Shit.
It was before we killed the queen, because it was before we had the fight.
Yeah, you're right.
Because so we were coming shopping. Back when it started.
That was the episode Chase was able to find more bullets.
Yes,
gunpowder and then.
I wasn't sure if that episode had come out because it's been a bit since I've looked at what episodes have come out.
that episode did release.
We're talking about where he met the Fire Genasi audience.
Was he a Fire Genasi? I thought maybe it was Earth.
No, he was a Fire Genasi.
Well, that shows how wrong I am. We did learn a little bit about the Genasi in this episode. We already knew that they were enslaved by... by, what was it, Genie in the Elemental Plane, that they're, you know, the product of Genie and humans. But we did learn a little bit about their, about how the gods kind of affected them, that Adros and Evra gave the Genasi their inspiration for the first firearms, which they, like, call the tools for their inspiration. One of the things I've kind of thought about, like, so Jade has, you know, her little one-shot firearm. Who else wants a firearm?
Oh, I guess you can't see me raising my hand.
What was the question? Who else wants a firearm? Less want a firearm?
So I want one moment where I use a gun and then that's it. I don't want to, like, have a gun. I want to take a gun at one point, aim at somebody, have a dramatic moment, and then fucking pull the trigger and see what happens. And have a quippy one-liner, and that's it. That's all I want. I just want that moment, and that's it.
I'm sorry.
I don't care about owning a gun. I don't care about dealing with all that. It's never going to happen.
In my mind, Celeste grabs the gun, aims it, fires it, and then gives that vapor scream and drops it. Like, oh! Just that dramatic, like, Southern Belle scream.
I'm waiting for the moment to call Chase Thunder Thighs as a reference to the loud boom of the gun. Which has become harder to do because one of them is silenced now.
That's a very specific, interesting reference.
The boom of the gun makes the similar boom of thunder, the booming clap.
But they don't come from his thighs.
It's where he keeps it when he's not using it.
Actually, I think he wears them across his chest.
Both of them? I know he opens the cloak and they're visible.
Yeah.
I was thinking hip holster.
Oh, maybe. Are they hip holsters?
Yeah. I think he carries the Mandalorian style with the rifle on his back and then the one on his hip.
Does he have a rifle? I don't think he has a rifle.
Yeah, it does. He has the long gun. It's Justice is the hand pistol type thing.
They're both pistols.
Yeah,
they're Warren both pistols. Is the pistol he got from his father. And Justice is the one that him and the gnome made that he had enchanted to be silent. I think he's hoping to find plans for one.
Yeah, he wants to build a long gun.
Yeah.
He's talked about it.
But he's put a scope on... with the other... Okay, no, then I guess I've just been imagining you're wrong the whole time.
As a sight...
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going to be his pistol red dot.
Yeah.
Which, if he puts it on just Warrant, Warrant's the silent one, right?
No, that's Justice.
Oh, Justice. If he puts on Justice, it'll be like a super magic weapon, right? Because...
Well, I don't know, because I think that's just... Because it's two separate magic items.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, it'll be a magic weapon with a magic scope on it, or kind of a magic scope.
Double the magic, yeah.
Not that it would give it, neither one would give it a plus one, because I don't think he got the plus one when he enchanted it.
Hang on, if he adds that, we can talk to Joe, it'll be fine.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, I would want a long gun.
Okay. You don't really do range, though, do you? Like, you don't have a long bow or anything.
Well, no, but I have Spell Sniper.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that was the feat I took the last time we leveled up.
I don't think Spell Sniper would translate, though.
For the gun. Okay. That way I can cast spells at a distance.
Right. No, that does make sense. And yeah, you don't really do melee, either. You just always shoot off spells.
Yeah, because Spell Sniper, you ignore cover,
mm-hmm.
You ignore half cover, and three quarters cover.
Right, everything but full cover.
It doubles your range.
I'm sorry, what now? Hang on, I need a new feat.
But it's only one that you roll an attack on. So it only works for Guiding Bolt.
I no longer need a new feat. You make a dex save on a Call Lightning.
Yeah.
It works. It works for
Well, Call Lightning pretty much ignores cover anyways, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It can, I think, depending on, like, if they have, like, a hole in the roof, I might be able to get somewhere. But if they don't, I'm kind of fucked.
Well, yeah, that would be, you know, a full roof is considered full cover, so it ignores full cover. But, can like, no, you can't shoot through a roof. Half cover or three covers cover would be like hiding behind a tree or hiding behind a wall, which Call Lightning pretty much ignores.
But hear me out. What if I blast a hole in the roof with the lightning? Eh?
You can hit the roof with the lightning and try to destroy the roof with the lightning, which then you'd make Joe look up how many hit points the roof has. There's actually a bunch of feats for magic casters. And the one thing you have to watch out for with feats is, like, you know, what's going to completely break magic casters. But there are a bunch of homebrew feats, too, that you can always talk to Joe about to see whether or not, you know, who knows? Definitely take a look at the full list of feats that are out there. Just the standard ones from D&D. Every book has added some, I believe.
Wait, did Tasha's Cauldron add some? Because I haven't looked at those, if they did.
I think they did, but I would have to go pull out my copy, and I'm not getting up from where I am right now. So.
No, don't worry about it.
Because that would have to pause the episode.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Joe's sharing it on D&D Beyond. Let's go. Content manager.
Okay.
Josh says. Damn it.
Back to the episode. We were talking about firearms.
We sure were.
And we were talking about Lilith wanting a long gun because she seems to do everything ranged, which makes sense. I was going to ask Lilith, do you have a melee weapon you use? I don't think I've ever seen you use a melee weapon.
Yeah, I have a Warhammer, because to use Channel Divinity, Divine Strike, I have to use a melee weapon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I made art of the Warhammer from one of the quotes that you have in the t-shirt place.
Yes, cool. And I thought it was amazing.
Thank you. I'm waiting for Joe to be like, hey, we should put this on a shirt.
That's very dwarvish of you, you know? Dwarvish of you, Lilith? Dwarvish of Lilith?
I'm old school. When I started playing D&D, clerics could only use blunt weapons.
That is true. Yeah, I forgot about that. And now they can use like everything.
Yeah, I've never really, you know, I guess I'm just stuck in that rut of, you know, old school. Like, no, clerics don't use swords. They don't use bows.
For me, being a paladin, I feel like I want a holy hand grenade.
Yes.
Yes. God, yes. You have to say the quote before you use it or else it won't explode.
No, I think I just want to count to four every time.
I'll count that.
Not three.
Not all the way up to four with that.
And five is right out of there.
I love it here.
One, two, three, four. Oh, no!
Count three. Not. Oh, God, I love that movie.
Exactly. It feels like the whole entire episode took place in the Hall of Secrets this time. What did we get done? We talked about Prince of the Undead. What were you saying? Sorry, Greg.
I think we did pretty much. I think we may have. Did we make it to the Temple of Lemons here in this episode?
I don't think we did.
I was listening to it. I just got. I was trying to listen to it while I was running some errands after work, and I just didn't get it finished.
No, I don't think we did. We ended with... Oh, right. Wait. Hold on. Okay, so I totally skipped Celeste's conversation with Leandara, talking about tieflings having diabolical heritage. Do you feel more evil or less evil now?
Oh, me as a person or me as a character? Because those are two different answers.
Celeste the character, does she feel more evil or less evil now?
You know, I'm going to say less.
Well, she would be wrong.
What? I've put her down a path where she must become a BBEG in some campaign. That is what we've unlocked. Big bad evil guy.
Am I like really dating myself by not knowing that?
I'm not gonna say yes. However,
it is
the term that I know people use.
I just don't play enough video games. Or maybe I just don't talk about video games enough. So, I'm going to let you in on a secret. When you tripped up and revealed yourself
We don't have to talk about that.
I was waiting for that, yes.
I was also waiting for that.
Wait, what's that?
Oh, I was waiting to talk about this.
You don't have to do that. That's fine.
the trip up when you tripped up and revealed yourself as a tiefling?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about? Come on, it was the best reveal ever.
I was hoping for something cool that I had like an amount of say in, and then I had to be. It was my own hubris that was my downfall, and we should all learn a lesson from that.
Well, this was one of those trying to do something without a +9 on an acrobatics check.
You know what? You're right. What is my acrobatics real quick? I rolled again. I don't know if it's in the recording, but I rolled, I think, 3 times just to see if there was ever a possibility of that not happening, and none of them would have passed. My acrobatics is a +0.
Yeah, you are not, Jade. You were not pulling that off. Well, maybe you were a possibility of it, but he definitely tripped you up there with that roll, which was Mark's suggestion, if I remember correctly. Maybe I remember incorrectly. The little secret there is, remember, Vel comes from a very... very wrong people, and you're a tiefling. Keep that in mind going forward.
You're
just
right.
Just you have blue blood in you.
Maybe we shouldn't remind him.
Are you threatening Celeste, Master Paladin?
You know, I mean, like, you're lucky he didn't kill you on the spot.
I could become a warlock, you know, be my own patron, see how that goes.
I'm just saying.
The only problem with that would have been if he would have openly attacked Celeste, the rest of us would have openly murdered him.
Oh, it would have definitely been the end of Vel. It would have been the second time he almost got murdered by the entire party.
In the same respects, if anybody were to openly attack Vel, we would murder them too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if everybody's warmed up to Vel well enough yet for that.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to be warmed up to a person. Vel's family.
We'll see about that. we don't know Vel. We don't know what Vel's plotting yet. I don't know what Vel's plotting yet.
Mm-hmm.
No. How
long ago did we record this episode? I'm trying to go through the D&D Beyond game log and see what the actual numbers were.
That's a good question. It was not that long ago. So
was it in June?
I don't think it was in June.
Was it before June?
No. Yeah, it was definitely before June.
Remember, we had a couple of weeks we missed because of various reasons.
Yeah.
It may not have been in May.
It was in April.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing a bunch of good roles, and that's that episode that I can't talk about yet.
Yeah. It was mid-April. So now everybody has an idea of how far behind, how far ahead recordings-wise we are. Yeah,
sorry, peel back the curtain a bit.
If Joe keeps us in. We keep dropping more and more hints. And now
I think we've done very good not giving spoilers.
We don't give spoilers. I'm saying, you know, of our recordings style and stuff like that. And
oh no, I obviously will give spoilers if not edited out. I'm kind of like the Tom Holland of the group.
Huh.
Greg's our Tom Holland. I love that.
D&D Beyond will tell you what dice you actually rolled in your custom roll.
Yes.
If you click it. Sorry, go ahead.
So, yes. So, I just wanted to give you a bit of information as to, you know, I still don't know from my own out of character, you know, what I'm thinking as far as, like, what's going forward. Joe, edit, like, the last 5 minutes out, please.
Yeah. Oh, and part of that. I went back to look again, and the hammer that you put on the murder hoboing part of my religion is the same hammer that I put on my character that I got from Hero, that Michelle got me for my birthday from Hero Forge.
Fuck yeah, baby! You know, I just picked one of the ones that was in the book that looked the most like a warhammer, and traced it.
And you are 100% correct. That is the hammer that Lilith swings.
Oh my god, it's the perfect shirt for you.
Wait, are you saying you're a tracer, not a shader?
Uh-huh. Sure.
No shame.
Very, very obscure reference from Chasing Amy, sorry. I bet nobody got that reference.
I've seen that movie like six times, and now that you say it, I remember it, but I didn't get it at first.
Yeah, exactly. Was not a good one on my part. Shame on me. Back to the episode, because I cannot seem to keep myself on track tonight.
Can we get a supercut of you saying back to the episode just from this episode?
How many times have I said that?
I don't know, it feels like five or six, which is one episode.
Is that like my, what's it called? That bird that hung around the ship, albatross. It's just hanging around my neck right now. back to the episode.
Supercut.
Well, Gary, it's just like herding cats, so you're going to say back to the episode a lot.
Yeah, usually it's you, Greg, that keeps me off, not myself. So,
look, my thing is I get very seldom get to speak, you know, once a week, maybe twice a week, I get to speak with, like, you know,
adults.
You know, not even really adults, just people that get me.
If we can qualify me and Dee as adults.
Yeah, no, it's not adults. It's people that get me.
You know, I was gonna say my age for the joke and be like, "Hey, I'm an adult." I don't want to do that because y'all are like gonna get mad at me.
I guarantee I'm probably more than double your age.
I'm 23.
I am so double your age in a year.
So, hi. I try to avoid it around the people in this group because, like, I am the baby here. I am the youngest.
You are. Let's see. I am over 1.5 times your age. Yeah, and Mark's my age, and Kayla's a little bit older, and Joe's a little bit older, and so it's you and Darian are the babies.
Yeah.
So
Darian's literally my baby. But
that's the way it goes. Okay, one last time, I'm going to say it, and then we're going to wrap up. So back to the episode.
How dare you try to stop us from talking here about whatever we want? Huh?
There's some kind of outline to this or something.
There's no outline. No outline whatsoever.
Is there a structure to the show?
At one point, I thought I would try to develop a structure to it, and now, no, I just wing it every week.
Love that.
So Dee, where did you get the idea, like, this week? Like, okay, you're going to do the bird form, just coming out the window.
I realized as soon as I got the ability to wild shape into a bird that I hadn't wild shaped at all yet, because that's kind of why I wanted to wild shape. So it could be a bird.
Uh-huh.
So I could do the joke of, I'm a bird and so is my bird. Look at us be birds together. And I still want to do more of that. So I decided, hell yeah, I can do it right now. We're in this big open library that's like, big open being, it's very spacious. Not that it's like open to the world. Hell, I could probably fly down there. Fuck it. I'm going to fly down there. And then I'm like, hey, Joe, does this room have a window that I can jump out of? I want to yeet myself out the window and turn into a bird. Can I do that? And I just really wanted to turn into a bird in a way that was really cool. And I'm glad I got to do that part of it. Kind of wish I stuck the landing.
but it ruined your reveal.
At what cost?
What were some of the other reveals you were thinking of doing? Let's share them now, and then that'll be it. You'll never get to reveal again.
That's it. This is it. All right. I'm a overdramatic bitch. As if anybody knows me, they will know that I'm very theatrical in person. I wanted to do like a 1 to 2 sentence monologue, not monologue, like. Not quippy one-liners, something a little bit more than that, but not like a monologue. Because the word monologue, which I've said 5 times now.
You said monologue, and I said, thank God she ruined it.
it sounds like a really long... It's like Hamlet's soliloquy. It makes you go, oh God, we're going to be here for 10 minutes. No, I wanted like, hey, fuck you. I'm a demon. You can't kill me. Bam. Lightning. That type of thing. But like, dramatic. Like, something short, sweet, to the point, and, like, very much in the character of, I won't use a lot of words for this, but I am gonna kick your fucking ass. You can't do shit to me. I'm a demon. And the power of spite is what will make me kill you. And also hear some lightning. That was it. That's basically, like, the gist of the vibe I wanted to go for.
Well, we could just hit you with a golf club.
What?
Power of spite compels you! The power of spite compels you.
You're a demon. We could hit you with golf club. Uh-huh. That'll kill you. You know, because you know Cardinal Glick would bless his golf clubs.
Uh-huh.
That's another reference that you just wouldn't get.
I figured it was a reference.
Because you're a demon, baby. Come on. It's from Dogma.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I
yeah. Me and my movies.
God, no, I love it. I love it. Don't get upset because I'm the problem here.
Yeah, well, don't worry. We're not.
People have seen. I'm the one who hasn't seen movies.
And you're a movie.
I have a film degree, and I haven't seen movies. It's fine. It's fine. I told my film professor that I hadn't. I was like, do I need to see The Shining in order to watch Dr. Sleep? Because Dr. Sleep was in theaters, and he was like, you should just watch The Shining because it's The Shining. And I'm like.
Have you not seen The Shining?
I've seen it since then. Don't worry. We're not there anymore. But like, he was like, have you not? And I'm like, it just never come up. Which is unpopular a lot of things opinion. In my life.
Huh? Unpopular opinion. The Shining was not a very good movie.
See, my issue with it is the direction.
Wait, hold on. We got to pause for a second because I got a kick, Greg.
Banned from server.
Hear me out. The miniseries did it far more justice because you got more explained to you.
It's not like, even that for me.
I used to think The Shining was a good movie until me and Michelle read the book. Okay. And then it was like so much of the book was left out of the movie that they put into the miniseries that I just liked the miniseries better.
I could understand that opinion, but I judge things on their own value, not based off of how they interpreted another piece of work.
Fair. For me, it was the fact that the whole point that he goes from being a normal person to being batshit insane, except they cast Jack Nicholson and only took the batshit insane cuts for the edit. So there was no real progression there. He was just Jack Nicholson the whole movie.
He was terrible. He was in the whole movie.
Huh?
I think he was fairly all right at the beginning.
He could just be a normal guy at the beginning. He could just be not Jack Nicholson for like 10 minutes of the movie and then just go fucking insane. That could be a thing too. Don't at me. I was going to give my Twitter out after this one because I had like things I wanted to talk to people. I'm not doing it this one. You can wait. If you want to at me about this, do it later.
I felt like he was, you know, 70s or 80s or whenever it came out, normal. Maybe not today is normal.
Yeah, that is actually. that is a really true judge through a 70s lens, yeah. I guess. Not judged by today's standards, no.
He's very wound up throughout the whole movie.
Well, Jack Nicholson is very wound up throughout all movies.
Yeah.
And everyone, I would like to credit D with taking us on this wild tangent this time, not Greg.
I don't know if you heard me, but just as you started saying that, I did say the full sentence. What were we talking about before this?
I did, yeah. Okay, I did.
Cool. Now back to the episode.
Yeah! Now back to the episode, baby! So I was going to do this speech, not this whole speech. Like I was going to do like two lines at most, right? And just have a cool moment where I'm like, I'm going to kick your ass. You can't fucking do anything about it. Excuse my French. It's not like we don't curse on the show. There's nothing you can do about it. Boom. Lightning. Take off the hood. That was it. That was the whole reveal. I wanted something dramatic. But
I think this was much better.
I love the fun comedy one. The one where I'm like, okay. Hi, everybody. I'm a demon. Bye.
And then 10 minutes of awkward. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Damn, I was building up to that dramatic one, like, kind of slowly, but I was building up to it, and then it's like, no, yoink. The yoink being the hood.
No, what you had to do is get Lotus to levitate you up, and then have the lightning crackling all around you, and then start to spin, and then pull your hood down and cast the lightning.
And then start puking green vomit.
Yeah.
All the cool stuff I just said, Gary, you ruined.
I'm gonna become the demon of lightning. Joe, if we ever get magical items, can I get the staff of thunder and lightning? This is me putting in the application and the request. Please and thank you.
you have to fill it out in triple kit.
I can do that. You want blue or black ink?
Black, of course.
Okay, blue is usually typically preferred because it's easier to see that's the original copy. Because a lot of things are copied in black and white. Yeah, the Staff of Thunder and Lightning, it's got some cool stuff. I look through the Dungeon Master's Guide like once a week because I love it and it's full of pretty artwork, as are all of the books. But like, I want to make things. But making things is difficult. I want to do a one shot, show.
You should plan something. We can record it, and we can all be players. Joe could be your player.
Yes,
you could torture him like he tortures us. I'm just kidding.
My only issue with that is that I'm a new DM, and there are 7 people, and I want everybody there. I don't want to exclude everybody, but I don't want to deal with 7 people. You know. Like there's no way of making that work until I'm more experienced.
Why not limit it to only 3 or 4? I'll sit out. I don't mind.
Well then I don't want to say, hey, can you sit out of this and exclude people? If you don't want to be part of it, absolutely fine. Please. Well, if you don't want to make volunteers to
sit out. You know,
everybody's gonna say me.
People understand. That's the thing.
Right. I feel that, yeah, like Gary says, we'd understand you don't want...
I'm not, you know, I just, I'm not skilled enough or comfortable with what I can do yet.
Right. Nobody wants your first experience to be horrible.
Right, exactly.
I've technically done 2 one-shots, and they've taken three sessions.
So we're working, that's the thing, though. As a new DM, you know, you got to work within your boundaries, and as such, all your players are, all of us as players are going to understand that. So let us help
you. And we promise nobody will get butt hurt.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because we're not butt pirates.
Neither of you are invited. No, I'm kidding. I do have people in mind that I would like to do it, because I definitely want Joe to do it simply because he's always the DM. I want him to have a chance as player. Yeah. I want to do a murder mystery.
That would be a lot of fun, I think.
But I got to fit it in the 3-hour slot, so I don't know how well that's going to work.
Well, work on it.
I love one shots. The last one shot I played a what are the mechanical people? Like a war, Warford? I guess that's Warforged. Yeah, I was a Warforged druid of Sick. the fungus spores, and I wild shaped into a gorilla.
Nice.
So I was a mechanical gorilla.
That's sick. That's actually rad as fuck. Hold on.
Yeah, his name was Marvin, and he was manically depressed.
Manic Marvin?
Yeah, it's, you know.
You know how it be. Mondays, right?
That's nobody. Just too on the news, maybe.
I can't believe after your towel reference, you didn't get that one.
You're absolutely right. I should have. Sorry.
Whoa, hang on. Spoilers. Did that happen in the session or last night?
That was last night, but you know what? Nobody will remember it for, you know, 3 months when it comes up, so it's all right.
Yeah. In like
I didn't say it was in a session. I just said after your towel reference.
Oops. All right.
I didn't say it was in a game. You guys mess up everything.
Now you know what episode we're on, if that doesn't get cut as well.
The power of editing.
I didn't even say episode. I just said the reference.
Yeah, that's my fault.
I think we're getting a little giddy here. And maybe it's a good time to end it.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
So boy, conspiracy of this evening, just to wrap it up, because I want to wrap this up. Back to the episode.
Can we get that on a t-shirt?
Is that we think... the Prince of the Undead is the one trying to break his way through the thin veil, the fissure.
To the barrier. Other side. Break on through.
And Lilith has claimed dibs on the Wand of Orcus. I've claimed dibs. Vel has claimed dibs on the Orcus Sword. And thank you both for being with me tonight on this episode of
Anytime.
Anytime.
And just everyone out there, remember to keep those conspiracies coming.
Hey, thanks for listening to Out of Character. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or whatever podcatcher you listen to. And if you'd like to be part of the show and ask a question, you can do so on Twitter using the hashtag NSFWOOC. Thanks for listening. We'll be back later.